I chose football because I knew it would be like an escape route for me. I was 7 years old. I remember just telling my mom, you know, one day I'm gonna make it to the NFL. I'm the baby of seven siblings. I went through a lot of challenges in my life. I remember going to live with my sister or my nieces and nephews coming to live with me or, you know, my dad struggling with the church. I remember just not having enough money to do certain things. When I was 17, my senior year, my dad had a stroke. At 17, that's kind of when you have the struggles of, you know, being a young man, and especially a young black man, you need your father the most during that time. One of the best blessings that I had was, you know, my dad being able to see me graduate from high school, because the summer of 2010, he ended up passing away. That was like the hardest thing I ever went through in my life. At that time, I was like, you know what, I don't even want to play football. You know, I had the scholarship and everything, but I really wanted to like come back home and like take care of my mom. But my dad ain't raised no quitter. The one thing that he told me was be strong. He didn't want me to have the same struggles he had or the same struggles my sisters and brothers had. So I had to think, like, if I stopped playing football, how could I take care of my family if I really don't got a plan? Quitting, that'd be more hurtful to him than trying to come back home to take care of my family. So I always apply, like, life situations to football. For me, like, to just share my story and just to, you know, be a positive influence to, you know, young kids that, you know, have dreams, aspirations, just like I had, you know, I feel like that's what I'm here for. And, you know, just being a kid and how important it was to me to get out there and, you know, get a chance to, you know, meet some of my favorite players. Like, I met Isaac Bruce at his football camps when I was younger. I just remember how excited I was to be able to meet a professional football player. I wanted another kid to, you know, have that same feeling that I had. That's just my passion to, you know, make a kid's day, you know, make them smile, you know. Like, why should I be selfish with all my success? You know, I should share that. Giving back to the kids, you know, it means a lot to me. And that's why I want to show the kids, like, man, you can do whatever you want to do in your life. Whatever you put your mind to, you can do it. I want to, you know, basically show kids and tell kids how my life was. My life wasn't all sweet. My life wasn't, you know, I wasn't this all-time high, you know, my whole life. You know, I had lows, but I didn't let that dictate my future. I didn't let that dictate who I was. It just goes to show you, like, you know, you can attain any dream that you want to attain.